Emma.
And this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be doing our book club meeting for the month of August. We're going to be talking about Rose and Chains. So if you haven't read it, pause now and come back when you've read it. All right. What are you currently reading, Emma?
I am currently reading the fourth book in the Crowns of Nyxa series. It's the new one that just came out, The Fallen and the Kiss of Dusk. I'm only like 50 pages in, but I'm obsessed with this series. So yeah.
When did it come out?
I think this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is this the last one?
I think there's one more.
Man, and you have to wait.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
But it's really good. The third book was really good. It was really good. It was about like different characters from the first two. And I really enjoyed it. Usually I'm like, I don't know, but it was really good.
Remind me what this is about. It's not the political vampires, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, vampires.
Oh man.
Politics, like they have like, there's like different gods, like of the sun, of like stuff like that. And they have like powers. There's different like vampire like kingdoms kind of. And in the third book, Misha? I don't know. But she goes on a journey to like the underworld. But it's like you have to pass through like all these different other like soul, body, breath, psyche, or whatever. I don't know the like order of it, but it was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like since I've read Rose and Chains, I'm like, I need a fantasy, like, I need something to feed my fantasy desire, because this is not a complete series.
Yeah.
And that sounds really good.
It is really good. And it's like not super spicy, like maybe like one or two chapters. Like it goes in depth, but like it's not a ton of the book.
Okay.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want a fantasy. But I'm like, what will fulfill that?
Throne of Glass. Throne of Glass. Yeah. It's completed. It's completed.
That's true. Yeah, I'm thinking Caraval or Fourth Wing.
Okay. Yeah, those are good options.
But I need to finish, like, I didn't read a lot of summer books this summer.
That's okay.
I'm about to knock it out. I'm about to get like five books before the end of August.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Well, I was looking at my books that I wanted to read for August, and like the last three I wanted to read, they're all like 600 plus pages. And I'm like, oh, I might read two. I might finish two. But
yeah. Which ones are they?
It was The Fallen and the Kiss of Dusk.
Okay.
Magnolia Parks. Is it Into the Dark? Yeah, Into the Dark. And then My Neighborhood, we're doing another book, and it's Love Letters to Whiskey. It's like a romance, but it's like there's like darker elements to it. And they're all like 600 plus pages, so I'm like, oh no.
Was that their choice?
Yeah. Yeah, because we've done Rose and Chains. Now we're doing a romance. So that was like fantasy. Now we're doing romance. And then in October, we're doing a mystery.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to switch up the genres each month? That's so cool. All right. I'm currently reading Project Hail Mary on Audible. And I'm like 14% of the way through. And it's pretty good so far.
I kind of laughed
a little bit.
It's really funny, like, throughout the whole book.
Yeah.
It's good.
Good. Yeah, nothing much else to say about that. And then I'm reading Summer in the City by Alex Astor. I'm enjoying it. The billionaire aspect isn't as like far-fetched. Like, it's not totally unrelatable yet. I mean, kind of, but like, it doesn't block me from enjoying the book. Tessa Bailey has a book called It Happened One Summer, and she was a billionaire, the female main character. And that was like, I couldn't get in touch with it. But this book, I think maybe because it's from like a not billionaire's perspective, that I'm able to get more in touch.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm liking it, but I know everyone, Like, I feel like most people are like, meh, like, it's okay. Like,
Yeah, I feel like you either like love it or it's just eh.
okay.
To me it was just eh. But I know a lot of people do like really enjoy it. So
I've heard like people enjoy 80% of it and then the end of it they don't like.
yeah, the ending was not my favorite, but
Okay. I do think that she's actually pretty creative, like different things that she wrote, like they write messages on their hands to communicate in public or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's unique. Like I've done that before, but I'm like, that's unique. Like people don't write about that in books. She just has a lot of details like that where I'm like, oh, good for you. Like I like that you're different, you know? But there's just something about her whole like I don't know, marketing or something that kind of like I don't know, rubs me the wrong way. I get some vibes, I don't know.
I don't follow her,
Yeah.
but
She's got really good marketing, but it just I'm like, something sketch. But yeah, I want to read for the rest of August, Pictures of You by Emma Gray.
that one's a
And
fast read.
okay, and like she's swimming, so I'm like, that's got to be summer. Like, is it summer setting?
I can't no, I don't like, I don't, I think it's not some a book where you're like, oh, I have to read it in the summer.
Oh, bummer. Okay, well, I want to read it soon anyway because I want to start reading Emma Gray. And she actually just followed me on Instagram. I was like,
Really?
what the heck?
Yay,
What are
that's
you doing here? I
cool.
know. I'm so excited. And then she commented on my post today. She, because
Wow.
I didn't do this on purpose, but I just posted about how I wanted to read Pictures of You by the end of August. She's like, love this. You got it. And I was like, ah, thank you for being
Yeah, I
here.
want to read more of her books too.
Yeah, she's coming out with one in April next year, I think.
Oh, I saw you post about that.
Yeah. There were so many like releases yesterday of like this is coming out, this is coming out. Abby Jimenez, Carly Fortune has another one.
I've never read Carly Fortune.
I just bought Every Summer After. That's the
Nice.
first one to start with. And then I might read One Golden Summer into September, or I might just buy it before August ends and read it.
Yeah.
Think so.
Sometimes it's also nice, like when it is like fall and winter, to read a summer book
True.
to like make you feel like you're in summer.
I kind of want to save like fall and stuff for just like strictly romance books, not like summer romances. You know what I mean? And it literally
More
says
like
One Golden Summer.
contemporary fiction or contemporary romance.
And then I want to read Lynn Painter.
Oh, love her.
But I can wait for September for
I
that
love
one.
that woman.
Nothing like the movies. You think I can read in September?
Yeah.
Okay.
It
Cool.
takes place in college, so they're like in school.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. But yeah, that's my August lineup. We got like 10 days left. But today, we're talking about Rose and Chains.
Woo!
Do you want to get started?
Yeah, should we start with what we rated it?
Sure.
Okay. I gave it 4.5 stars. I was obsessed. It wasn't a 5-star read because some parts were like a little slow or I was a little confused. Slightly. But I really loved like the premise of the book. I loved like I guess the darker elements of it. In the magic system was really cool. So I gave it 4.5 stars.
I liked how realistic it was to like real life problems, like society and things that happen in it. I gave it 4 stars. Maybe I need to give it more stars because I can't stop thinking about it. And I'm like, I want the second book. Like, it was so good. And I think it's going to be one of those cases where it's the first book of the trilogy. So it's like the worst, but it's like the world building and you get to know the characters. And then the next books are going to be like superb.
Well,
You know what I mean?
typically in most fantasy series, the second book is the worst.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, okay, so in Once Upon a Broken Heart, the second book is the best. But I would say majority of fantasy series, the second book is actually the worst.
Okay. Ugh. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. The magic system, like you said, was really unique. I've never heard of anything like that. I don't know if you have.
I can't think of anything, but it's like the different parts of like, okay, you have like mind magic and heart magic, and different people wield different, you can wield both, but like they chose not to, you know?
And it's like a, I'm better than you if I do this kind of magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like the political system with like the 10 that go to the seat of whatever, the
Yeah.
party, whatever. I thought that was so cool.
I like the college or high school aspect of it too,
Yes,
like
the
the schooling.
academia. Yeah, so cool. Yeah, back and forth. And like the treaty. What would you say between the two kingdoms? Where they do 1 year in Evermore, 1 year in Bomari. Is that like a kingdoms? Are they their own kingdoms?
Yeah, I think, or like, yeah, and like that's why they were, I guess so, like their own country, kingdom.
Yeah, I know. Like they were one kingdom and then they split.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool. They go to each other's school.
And like Bombardi, is that what it's called?
Bomardi, yeah.
I heard it so long ago. It's cold, and then ever is it, what is it, Evermore? It's like hot.
Yeah. Or like I was actually kind of confused on this because there's the Eversons, the Evermore. I'm like, what are they? Where do they live? Are they Eversons who
Yeah,
live
because
in
they live.
Evermore?
Yes. Yeah. And
Okay.
then Bombardians live in Bombardi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, why we got a whole different
And they're
race?
called Eversons because it's like sunny and it's hot
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. It's like summer kind of time. But like she was always cold in Bomardi because he would send a chill her way.
I
I was
know.
like, I loved it. Like his love language was like picking on her, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are you not seeing this? Like Orion immediately, I was like, he's a good guy. Like, do you not see he's doing this to protect you? And like, also Tovin too. Like everything he does is to protect you. Like even though like it looks bad to other people, that's the point. Like he's trying to hide that he's trying to keep you safe.
I know. I love Tovin. He was so, and like there wasn't, okay. So let's go into like our likes, like specific likes.
Okay, go for
I really, really liked the Friday
it.
like parties they went to, and I like whenever like that those chapters would come up, I was like hooked to the book. I was like, I cannot take my eyes off of it. I also, as weird as it is, I really liked the whole like selling of the girl. Like, I don't like it. Okay, I don't like it. But I thought that was like, it was really sad, but I like enjoyed that sadness. Does that make sense? Like, I like that element of the book. Do I think it's wrong?
Of
Yeah.
course.
But like going into the book knowing that, you know, like I enjoyed reading like their what they went through and what she went through.
Yeah, I was actually kind of nervous with that aspect, because you started reading it before me, and I was like, oh, am I going to want to read that? But they did really good, like trigger warnings in the beginning,
Yeah.
like letting you know, hey, this is exactly what's going to happen in this book. So I felt like well prepared.
And it wasn't like it was bad, yeah, but it wasn't like that bad.
Yeah, didn't it go crazy?
Yeah. It was like just enough to like pull your heartstrings, but it wasn't like super like
In depth,
gross and in depth, yeah. I also loved their relationship.
I felt like I really couldn't connect with them because they were such enemies.
Yeah, but you knew. Okay, so I think it would have been better if we had Tovin's POV, because like just Bryony, I was like, "Girl, you're stupid." Like he likes you. He likes you. But I think I liked it so much because I think they were like denying themselves just how much they liked each other, and like it wasn't a lot of yearning, but like kind of a little bit at the end, like at the very end, I was like, "Yay, they kissed!" And then. And I was like, wait, it ends like this? And then when she's like, it's not a love story, I was like, it better be. It better be.
It definitely has to be.
I hope so.
Yeah, when he was like, this will never happen again. I'm like, what are you
I
doing?
know. And I'm like, is he just trying to protect her? And that's why I can't wait to the second book.
Well, that's my theory, is that when they finally bond, it's going to be like the sacral magic or whatever. And before Mallow is defeated, she could abuse that and take that or whatever and use him for whatever, and which will affect Bryony. She'll be drained of her magic, you know?
Yeah.
So
But she's already giving her magic away.
part of it,
Yeah, to
she's
her
only,
brother.
yeah, what did
Which
she give
what
him, her
homeboy's
mind
not
magic?
dead.
Yeah, I knew he was not dead. I was like,
Same,
no,
because she was like,
I can't feel it.
I was like, he's alive.
Yeah.
Because they never found his body either.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Yeah. So she bonded with Rory with mind magic, but she has heart magic. She can do that now. So that can bond with Tovin. And since they both have both magics, they're going to be even stronger.
Powerhouse
Yeah,
couple.
and she's the Golden Heart Spring. I can't wait to
Yes.
hear more about that.
Yeah.
And then yeah, Rory's alive. So I'm like, how's this all gonna play out? I feel like there's so many things. And then with Serena, how like
The mom.
they both practice both magics and
I thought it was really cool, like when she was showing Bryony the how to like go and reverse memories.
yes, the
That was
needle.
yes, that was a really cool like to read. I
Yeah.
enjoyed that.
So cool. And you know what? In this book, I think the imagery was really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. The beginning with like running away from the blue coats in her in the Biltmore Palace. And like she fell through the floor or whatever. Just like all of that imagery, I was like, oh my gosh, that was so good. I saw every single scene and was not confused. I didn't have to double read, like, so I thought that was so good. Oh, and I also loved, like, back on the whole sex trafficking stuff, that the society was more kind of like modest, and like there was morals of like purity until marriage. I liked that, which was good because then like the whole sex trafficking stuff is even deeper because there's expectations within normal society.
When like if you were a virgin, you were priced higher
Yeah.
too.
Yeah. Like it was valued. Yeah. What did you think of like the back and forth timeline?
I liked it. I love like a dual timeline. I thought it was like spaced out enough where you're not going back all the time, or it was like you're back, but then you're in the present for a while and then you go back. But during the flashback, she was in school, and I loved all the school like parts of it, like the tree thing,
Yes.
carving your name in the tree, how they were partners in like one
Yeah.
of their classes. I
Love
don't know.
partners.
I like the dual POV. What about you?
When I was in the
Not
past
POV, sorry.
timeline,
Timeline.
it's okay, I knew what you meant. When she was in the past and like back in school and stuff, I was like, come on, get back to the present, get back to the present. But I still appreciated those times. But I was like, I want to know what's happening back in the Hurst Hall, you know?
I wish
But
it was dual POV with Tovin. I think that would have made it so much better.
yeah, this book is already really long, though.
I know, but
You think you would have liked it if it was 600 pages?
yeah. Because I wanted to know, maybe the next book will be, but I wanted to know what he was thinking.
Yeah. Or maybe he'll get his own book. Have you seen that? Alex Astor, she has the Lightlark series, but then she has Oro and Graham's book, where it's their point of view of the whole series. Kind of like the Four book in Divergent, where it's his perspective of the whole thing. I think that would be cool.
But I would want to read it like in the moment.
Yeah,
Like, what is he
that's
thinking,
true.
you know, like as I'm reading the series?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, did you originally think that she was the heir twice over or anything like that? Or do you think it's Rory?
Well, the fact that he's not dead, it's probably him. But I don't know.
I think she's the fulfilled prophecy.
I
Because
don't
it's heir
know.
twice over. They didn't really define what that means.
Well, they
So,
explained it, right?
okay, tell me.
Oh, I don't really remember. I read it so long ago. But I did, like, I remember reading it and, like, okay, so, like, as I was reading and they said he was dead, even though I didn't really think he was dead, I was like, okay, if he's dead, then it must be her. But, well, I guess because it was like the eclipse and he did go out there and he didn't win, so maybe it is her.
Because my thought is only men are allowed on the throne in Evermore. So it goes to from Jackal or Jackal? What would you call
I
him?
think I called him Jackal.
Okay, Jackal. And then it goes to Rory. And then his twin is Bryony. That would be twice over. You know what I mean? From Jackal to Rory to Bryony. That's twice over.
Yeah, but she's not technically.
By the end of it, though, she was like, women can take the throne. I am the
Yeah.
last.
Because she doesn't know her brother's not dead.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe. She probably is. Honestly, the book's about her, so it probably is.
Yeah.
What do you think of the whole dragon thing?
Girl, I was like, oh my gosh, this whole series just took a twist. Like, it just added so much. And, like, we're gonna have to dive so much deeper into that in the second book.
Okay, when I first read about the dragon, I was like, oh my gosh, really? You just threw a dragon in here just to like add a fantasy element.
Yeah, you
But
thought that?
then, yeah, just because like Fourth Wing and then another series I just read had like dragons in it too, and I was like, okay, what the heck? But then once, because like there's no other dragons in the book besides that one. So I was like,
Well, it kind of talked about that dragon throughout.
yeah, well, and then like at the end, I appreciated the whole dragon thing. But at first I was like, why are we throwing a dragon in here?
Yeah.
But now I know the significance of it and like how he doesn't actually like Mallow and or she,
Yeah, I think it's she.
and she actually wants to bond with Rory.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? And then we're gonna get the dragon's point of view
Yeah.
because that's what the epilogue was. And I was like, I don't want to hear from the dragon right now.
I
But
know.
yeah,
It
that.
probably won't be. It probably won't be in the POV of the next book. The
Yeah.
dragon probably won't. Maybe the prologue will be.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think I really hope we hear. Maybe we'll hear. Maybe we'll have a three-person POV like Bryony, Rory, and Tovin. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and then Rory and what is her name? Claudia? What's the girl's name? Heartstring.
Didn't she die?
Heartstark, that's her name. But did she die? I thought she was at one of the castles.
I don't remember.
I think she was kept at one of the castles, but she lost her magic.
Oh, I don't think we'll get her POV.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hear about her through him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought the whole dragon thing was interesting. It's definitely
It
gonna
added an
be,
element to
it
it.
did. It's gonna be a complex idea.
And I feel like this book was really complex. Like, there was a lot of elements to it. But I thought she did a really good job bringing them all together.
Yeah.
And the cover is so pretty.
And like the sprayed edges,
Yeah.
so good. And then I was thinking with Serena, I was actually low-key scared because she's so protective over Bryony. I was like, are you her mother?
Oh.
Are we gonna get like a whole brother sister?
Gosh, I hope not.
I know. You know how devastated I'll be?
Yeah, I will be the same.
I really thought she was her mom. She's just so protective over her. She's like, how can I heal you? What can I do?
Yeah.
Bring her home. This and that.
But I wonder, because she never had a daughter, that it's kind of just like
Motherly instincts.
motherly instincts. And I think she knew like Bryony was like a good person. I don't know.
And you know what? I actually thought by the end of the book that Larissa and Tovin work for Jakal and they were his spies. So when they were like making out near her suite with Rory at the schools, I was
Oh.
like, are they keeping an eye on her? But they're like hiding it as a makeout.
Well, I think he was just trying to mess with her. That's my thought was. He was just trying to get under her skin because he wanted her, because he liked her, but he was like a playboy kind of.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the Hearst family worked for Jakal.
Well, and I'm thinking because they are like rebels. Like, I'm like, what, where does that come in? Why are they rebels? What happened for them to become rebels?
That's why I'm thinking they're spies working
Maybe.
for Evermore, but they are Bomardi.
Maybe.
They're just good guys, you know?
What I thought, oh my gosh, when Larissa, wait, when I thought she was dead, and then she comes back.
I never thought she was dead.
Yeah, they say she died.
They burned her tattoo off and then took her into the portal.
Yeah, but then something happened and she was dead, wasn't she? Because she comes back and you're like, oh, I knew you weren't dead. I don't know. That's maybe that's, I don't remember. I read it like probably a month ago. But when she wanted to be Bryony on one of those Friday things, I
I
was like,
know.
no.
No, ma'am. You do not touch
No,
her, man.
you're not allowed to touch Tobin. Nope.
I was so glad that didn't work
I
out.
know.
When I first met Larissa, I was like, she's such an enemy that I'm like, they're gonna be best friends.
Yeah.
And they kind of got there.
Yeah.
They
They
kind of
became
connected.
friends.
Because then, you know what? I also thought she was a spy because she was like, Bryony was like, why won't Tovin touch me? Why won't Tovin kiss me or whatever? And she's like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Like she like walked out and I was thinking that there's something that she knows that she does not want to share with Bryony.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think she was withholding information. The whole grape thing on the Fridays. When, remember when they like
Well,
ate the grape?
wait, let me think. Because there was the grapes,
Then the
and
papers.
when they were locked in the dungeon and they were riding with the
Yeah, and
grapes.
then one of her friends, or like one of the people,
Oh,
she like ate a grape.
Alana.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but I remember someone eating a grape, and I was like, okay, like,
You're on my side.
yeah.
And then the girl that like kissed her neck and all that.
Oh, yeah, because she was sneaking a paper.
Yes, that
Yeah.
was crazy.
I was like, sneaky
I
snake.
was like, why
Oh my
is this
gosh.
in this book? Why is this happening? And then I was like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Cool.
Like, you're passing information. Okay, I guess it's
I
okay.
was like, that was smart. And then she dies, poor thing.
I know.
And her brother too, yeah. Ugh. But yeah, Alana, she's the girl that was like handing out drinks, walking around like, hi, Master Tobin.
Oh, that's
And
right.
I think she ate the grape.
Did she?
Think so.
Oh, I thought it was another girl from the dungeon, but I can't remember. But yeah, I just like that kind of symbolism.
When they were right before they were going to the auction and they took her to the medic and they like destroyed her fallopian tubes or whatever and then left that one, I was like, oh yeah.
I was like, thank you,
This is about to get good.
But then when the gross guy that was like gross to
Raven.
her, what was his name?
Raven.
It was like Raven something, yeah.
Lag Raven.
Yeah. Well, it was longer, wasn't it?
There was the other guy, Gaines.
Yeah, but there was like, it was like Raven, or like it was longer. But that guy, anyway, when they came with like the doctors and like figured out she still had the other one and they wanted to like, and then everything else happened, like the little fight scene, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so good. That was really good. What did they do? They checked her for virginity and they did that whole what did they call it? Like ceremony or whatever to make her look not a virgin. And then they were gonna check for the fallopian tube or whatever, and that's when everything went loose. That was so good. And when that's when they did the needling of the memories and like
Yeah, after they
reversing
like killed
them.
a guy.
Yeah, she killed a guy.
Yeah.
Heart stopper
Oh yeah,
thing.
she, yeah, when he was like trying to leave.
Yeah, Cole, right?
I don't know.
And then that messed up the whole line of the throne.
That's right.
Crazy stuff. OMG. I can't wait to see that play out too.
I
Like its
know.
importance and like those people, how it plays out. But yeah, I love that the medic did not destroy her fallopian tube. She's
Same.
still able to produce an heir. So I was like, oh, are her and Tovin gonna get pregnant? Like this whole time, I'm like, is she gonna get
I
pregnant?
hope so.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I thought it was going to happen in this book.
Yeah.
And that would be the heir twice over.
Oh.
You know? So, maybe there's another eclipse coming.
Maybe.
I love the romance of, like, dancing and, like, the different balls that they have to mm-hmm. go to, just the life that they live. Like, I feel like dancing is just so intimate, which is why I don't do it. So, like, I don't know. It was just so cute. And then, like, her being tossed around the guys. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, everyone wants this woman.
I know.
Crazy.
Beethoven staked his claim.
Oh, yeah.
On her.
Yeah, he took the first, what, two dances? And he was like, yeah, hey, this lady's mine.
Yeah. I was like, hee-hee.
Yes, sir. And then, as soon as, like, well, because, you know, he's been making out with Larissa. And so, I don't know. As he got towards the auction, I was like, he's going to buy Larissa.
Oh, and I always knew he was going to buy Bryony.
Yes, of course, because they're the main characters. But I was like, he's going to buy Larissa. He's going to take care of her.
He did.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, what is the word? Predicted it.
Oh, okay.
So then it actually happened. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. But I did not predict her getting stolen at the gates. I want to know what happened there.
Well, I think it was planned.
Yeah. And Finn, like, actually likes her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. I said, pardon me. Do we love Finn? Yeah. We love
yeah.
Finn. And then Finn's the one that comes and visits him on his birthday and mm-hmm. messes with Bryony.
And he's actually a good guy.
Yeah. He keeps her safe, but, like, still picks on her.
Is there anything you didn't love?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think. Does anything come to your mind?
I wish there was a little bit more romance.
Yeah, true.
But overall, like, there was nothing in the book where I was like, ugh, yeah. Don't like that.
You made me think of something. The one moment that was completely mental and didn't actually happen.
You know, oh, yes.
I was like, really? That's gross. Why are we? Like, you haven't even kissed yet.
I know.
Why are we imagining that?
I know. Yeah.
Could have been without. And honestly, that moment wasn't too nasty either. So, thankfully, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not as bad as other books have gotten.
Yeah.
So I was appreciative it wasn't so bad, but I was like, that was unnecessary.
Well, like, you imagine, like, a kiss first, yeah. You would think.
Yeah. Like, you're so into them, you would think making, like, you would mentally give a vision of you guys kissing and making out.
Yeah.
Not that. I was like, really ridiculous. I should have got the page numbers for that to block it out for our listeners.
Oh.
I also thought that they should have been taught how to do both magics so that they could combat their enemies. Because, you know, Bamardi and Evermore are so against each other. I'm like, they should have known how to do heart magic so that they could be stronger against them. And know, like, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and how to, like, fight back and fight against.
Yeah. I do think, though, like, that's what separates them so much. Because they think their magic is better than the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's smart to have both. You know?
Yeah, but I also think it, because she can do both, like, not a lot of people can. And so it, like, sets her and Tovin and, like, Serena apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. For, like, the story.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do agree that they should have just learned.
Does Orion do both magics, too?
I think so.
Do we know for
sure? Because he has a different, like, his is not a needle. His is, like, something else.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it is.
Oh.
But, yeah.
You're right. I think it's a sword. Was, something sharp, it hurt her.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Sorry, go ahead.
But, like, I thought he was bad at first, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
He's actually good.
Yeah, I saw the protective father-like figure.
Yeah.
I was like, nah. That's why I'm like, they're spies. Like, they have to be working for Evermore.
Yeah.
And protecting the Rosewood bloodline.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, you know what? I thought about with the heir twice over. I thought it might be that, I forget her name, Rory's girlfriend. I don't think it's Claudia, but it's something like that. I thought she might get pregnant.
Oh.
With his kid.
She dies, right?
I don't think she died. I thought she lost her magic and she's at a castle somewhere.
Oh.
To be found.
I don't remember.
But yeah, well, did we miss any other details for the book?
I don't think so. I feel like we're scattered.
Yeah, we are scattered. We didn't plan for this episode.
But I feel like that makes it so good because we're just talking about stuff that comes up.
Yeah, this is normal book club
talk,
how we would normally do it.
Yeah.
What are your predictions for the next book?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think we're gonna get more dragon info. I think Rory's gonna pop up and Bryony will figure out that he's actually alive. I think we'll figure out why Tovin and his family are rebels.
I hope so.
I hope we get a little bit more yearning in the second book.
Yeah, because they're like enemies to lovers, back to enemies. I'm like, okay, powerless.
I
And
know.
the whole Willow Tree thing, I was like, man, why we got Willow Tree in every fantasy book?
Dude, it's literally in everyone.
Why?
I don't
They
know.
are beautiful. I don't
Yeah.
like, they're gorgeous.
But what about you? Any predictions?
Someone's gonna get pregnant. I was so sad when Phoebe lost her chance. They took away her
Oh,
fallopian tubes.
yeah.
Oh man, I was like, Phoebe. And oh, you know what? I'm scatterbrained again. But when they were at those Friday night parties and all the women were on the ground cleaning up the glass and they like held each other's hands for,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I
Yeah.
could cry right now. So good.
And the elixir.
Yeah, that was crazy. That guy's insane.
Yeah.
He's
Didn't he
crazy.
die?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was on a.
Bryony killed him, right?
I thought she killed Cole.
Oh, bro, I can't
COOH.
remember.
That's crazy. You can't remember.
Well, it's like I remember a lot of details, but I don't remember like
Names.
names.
Yeah, there was a lot of names. I
There
will say that.
were a lot of names, but I thought she did a really good job of like explaining who each person was.
Yeah, I was never confused about
Neither
who's
was
who.
I. And a lot of times with a lot of names like that, I'm always confused
Yeah.
until like the very end of the book. Yeah, but I wasn't confused with this book.
The only thing I didn't try to understand was the seats, like the top
Same,
10. I was like,
same.
I'll leave that for later. I'll understand that later. And it only really came into play after she killed Cole anyway. And like, oh, and then they could pick successors and it didn't have to be blood. I was like, wow. And some kingdoms allowed women on the throne and some didn't. Was it Bomardi that allowed it?
I think so.
And Mallow is the seat of Bomardi right now, right?
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm like, where's the other kingdoms? When is that going to come into play? So
Yeah,
that could be
true.
second book too.
A bigger. Well, I also didn't love how there wasn't a map.
I was about to say that. Killed me.
I was like, where's the map?
Is that on purpose, you think?
I don't know. I think maybe there's gonna be a map in the second book.
Yeah,
Hopefully.
I think I saw some of the reviews say the same thing. I was like,
Yeah, because I was kind
hello.
of confused. I was like, where are these in relation to each other?
Yeah, because they were introduced, like the kingdoms that she wrote to, and they didn't respond, or they did respond and said they're not going to help. Where are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there should be a map. Oh, well.
Next book, hopefully.
Yeah, I can't believe we read a book without the rest of the series ready. I'm never doing that
Well, it's like
again.
Shield of Sparrows. It was so good. I'm like waiting for the next
I
book.
know, I'm not doing
Fourth
this.
Wing, still waiting for the next book.
I'm gonna push that one off.
ACOTAR, waiting for the next book.
But doesn't Silver Flames end?
Yeah, you can be.
Happy Bow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that one's probably gonna be about Elaine, right?
I think it's gonna be at Asriel.
Oh, praise
Because
the
he's in Silver
Lord.
Flames like a lot, and
I think there's stuff I don't know about Elaine yet.
yeah,
My prediction is she has multiple suitors. Like, there's like lots of ways her relationship could go.
same with Az. I wanted Morgan. I think Homegirl's bad. I don't know though. We'll see.
Ugh, well, I don't want a book about her because she's gonna be.
Well, I think maybe we'll just like hear in the next book about like something she did. I'm like,
I don't get those suspicions, and usually I do.
really?
That's funny. All right. Well, that was Rose and Chains, August
Woo!
Book Club. We need to pick a book for September.
What if we did Not Quite Dead Yet by Holly Jackson?
Okay. Do you feel like a thriller, mystery,
Yeah.
horror, or something?
Get
Is it
us into.
pretty spooky?
I have no idea.
Okay. But she writes The Good Girl's Guide to Murder, right? So it's probably okay.
Yeah. I know it's her first adult book, but I don't think it's like, I think it's just the people in her book are adults. Because she writes like mystery suspense thriller.
Okay. All right. Not quite dead yet. September.
Boom.
Get to reading.
Okay.
All right. This has been Overdue Conversations. I'm Narissa.
I'm Emma.
Bye.
Bye.